Blog Talk Radio.
You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody!
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to Thoroughly Earth. We welcome everyone. Thank you for joining us. Amen.
Welcome, everyone. This is Sister Alexandra, and welcome to the Twilight Prayers with the Salt of the Earth. We come at midnight. We write at midnight. We pray. We talk to one another, and we bless each other for the day. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and open it with prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, and mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I thank everyone for coming on. And if you can't sleep, you got things on your mind, well, midnight twilight prayers on Sunday, well, Monday morning, early Monday morning is a good thing. And maybe you can sleep after you've had a little word in you. Amen. Or whatever is keeping you woke. Amen. Okay, so we're going to look at some of the prayer promises of health and healing. God wants to meet your physical needs. So prayer produces both physical and spiritual power in our lives. The Bible is filled with examples that show the direct correlation between prayer and healing in several instances. And through prayer, a man who had been lame from birth was healed. Prayer has the power to bring God's promise of healing to the afflicted. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. James 5:15. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. That's Luke 17:19. The word faith prayer connection must not be overlooked because it is so vitally important when we are praying for our own needs or the needs of others. The word of God produces the faith and we need in our hearts to enable us to receive God's answers. When we pray in faith, believing God's promises, we receive them. The leper in Luke 17:19 learned this all-important connection when he placed his faith in Jesus as the great physician. James affirms this when he tells us that it is the prayer of faith that will save the sick. Other prayer promises related to the healing. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, Entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored. Me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. This is in 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 6. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalms 30:2. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Amen. So tonight we are just praying for our family, friends, and loved ones. And let's take a minute and bow our heads. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just ask that you bless each and every one that's on the line, that is within the sound of my voice. Bless their home, bless their loved ones, their immediate family, their extended family, their church family. We ask that you bless them and keep them covered in the blood. And we ask that you keep your ways in front of us. Amen. And that our mind stays on you. Okay. Now we're going to go into some money Bible verses. Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, 2022 is the year for the salt of the earth and all that comes on the line for the salt of the earth. Father, we are asking you to bless us this year in 2022. We are asking for more financial gain, more finances, and we just want to be able to not be in need, amen, or in want. And we're asking that you provide provision as you promised in your word. And so we're asking that you bless us abundantly, bless us going in and coming out in the name of Jesus. You say, well, there's two or more that agree that you will be in the midst of us. So we're praying our early morning prayers, and we thank you. We're thankful. We are grateful. We love you. And we are just here this morning just to worship you and to thank you for being our Heavenly Father. And we say these prayers early in the morning, the twilight prayers, and it's for everyone on the line. Okay, here's some of the financial verses in the Bible. Amen. It is you who give me power to get wealth, that your covenant is established and in the earth and in my life, in the name of Jesus. And that's from Deuteronomy 8. And 18. Amen. I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things are added to me. Lord Jesus, you teach me to profit and lead me in the way I should go. Isaiah 48 and 17. Wealth and riches are in my house because I fear you and delight greatly in your commandments. Your word, Psalms 112, 1 through 3. Jesus Christ, you became poor that through your poverty I am made rich. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. I meditate in the word day and night, and whatever I do prospers in the name of Jesus. Psalms 1 and 3. Peace is within my walls and prosperity within my palace. Psalms 122 and 7. Lord, you called me and you make my way prosperous daily. Isaiah 48 and 15. I am rewarded because I trust you and diligently seek you. Hebrews 11 and 6. Lord, I thank you that you have brought me into my wealthy place. Psalms 66 and 12.
God has given
Amen.
Specific purpose.
One moment. Okay, we're gonna keep it moving. We had some interruption, but we're gonna go ahead and keep it moving. Amen. Okay. So I wanna thank everyone for coming on the line. Amen.
Can you hear echo?
Oh, you hear an echo?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know why it's echoing. Okay. I know. I do hear the echo. I think because our phones may be close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But Ken, do you want to turn yours down just a little bit? Yeah. Okay.
Is it better?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. The floodgates of heaven are open over my life, and I receive more than I have, enough room to receive. My gates are open so that the wealth of the nations comes into my life continually in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 60 and 11. Your showers of blessings are upon my life. Ezekiel 34 and 26. My barns are filled with plenty, and my presses burst with new wine. Proverbs 3 and 10. You have commanded your blessing upon my storehouses, O Lord. Deuteronomy 28 and 8. My barns are full and overflowing. My sheep bring forth thousands and ten thousands. My oxen are strong to labor. Psalms 144, 13 through 14. You have dealt wondrously with me. I eat and am satisfied. Joel 2:6. You lead me into the land flowing with milk and honey, O Lord. Exodus 3:8. You have brought me into a land without sackism or lack. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Deuteronomy 8:9. All grace abounds towards me because I have sufficiency in all things and abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. I have riches and honor in abundance. 2 Corinthians 18:1. My feet are dipped in oil. Deuteronomy 33:24. I love wisdom. I inherit substance, and my treasures are filled at all times in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 8:18. Lord, you have brought honey out of the rock for me in the name of Jesus. Psalms 81:16. I have plenty of silver in the name of Jesus. Job 28:1. Your river of life leads me to gold in the name of Jesus. Genesis 2:11-12. I inherit the land. Psalms 37:29. I refuse to allow the angel of blessing to depart without blessing me in the name of Jesus. Genesis 2:6. I break and repel all assignments of the enemy against my finances in the name of Jesus. I break and repel all curses of poverty, lack, debt, and failure in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and cast out all spirits of the cracker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and locust that would eat up my blessings in the name of Jesus. You are the Lord, my provider. The blessing of the Lord upon my life makes me rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. I am blessed coming in and blessed going out, blessed in the city and everywhere I go. I am God's servant, and he takes pleasure in my prosperity because I favor his righteousness cause. I prosper through the prophets and prophetic ministry. I believe the true prophets of God, and I prosper in the name of Jesus. I am your servant, Lord. Thank you for prospering me. The God of heaven prospers me. I live in the prosperity of the King. Through your favor, Lord, I am a prosperous person. Hear it, believe it, and receive it. I pray and fast in secret, and you reward me openly. Lord, you have released the wealth of the wicked into my hands in the name of Jesus. I give and it is given to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There are no holes in my bag in the name of Jesus. Amen. The devourer is rebuked and his assignment is canceled for my sake in the name of Jesus. All nations call me blessed, and I am a delightful land. Amen.
Amen.
So those are the money Bible verses. And Father God, I just want to go ahead and wrap it up with thank you. We are thankful and grateful for all that you do. And we ask that you continue to bless us and continue to supply us with our daily bread. We are blessed going in and we are blessed coming out. We ask that you bless the day. We command the day, that the day be a good day, that the day is blessed, that everything will come into place. Everything will come into place. We ask there be no negativity. We ask for harmony and peace. We ask that you watch over us in our daily, going about our daily work or our daily deeds in the day. Amen. Cover us at our jobs. Cover us at home. Cover us when we're out and about. Cover us while we're in our car. And we just ask that you continue to have our personal angel with us and watching over us. We ask also, Father, that you protect us also from anything that's in the air, the environment, that should not be in the environment. And we ask that you continue to heal our body and to continue to watch over and heal us. And again, we ask that you bless us with the blood of Jesus upon us, our home, our finances, our car, our loved ones, our extended family, and our extended loved ones. Amen. So, Father, I thank you for all those that came on the line tonight. We need this extra blessing. Amen. And we are coming to you every Sunday, twilight hours, in prayer. And we're praying for one another, and we're praying for our family, and we're praying for our help, wealth, and understanding the word and the scripture. Amen.
Amen. So does anyone have anything, any special prayer requests or anything that they would like to share at this time? Amen.
This is Sister Paige. I need healing for my body, my back especially. You know, it hurts. And
you need prayer for your back?
Yes.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you bless Sister Paige. We ask that you touch her body. And we ask that you touch her back. She's having pain in her back. Father, you are the one with the power. Again, we are the battery pack. And we come to you and we ask you in the name of Jesus that you touch Sister Paige's back. Father, you have the power. And you also are the one true God that is the only one that can do this. There is nothing too big for you, Father. So we ask that you touch her body. Touch her body. Heal her body.
Thank you.
Heal her body in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask that you touch her back right now, Father. Touch her back, Father. And while she sleeps, Lord, as she sleep and slumber, let the pain that she's feeling ease away from her body. Ease away from her body, Father. And we thank you now. We are thankful and grateful. We thank you now, Father, because we know that you hear us and we know that it is done in Jesus' name as we come before you. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Yeah, thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. And we ask that you bless the day, and we ask that you bless each and every one of us. We are looking forward to 2020 with you, Father, and we know that you are here for us, and you are watching over us. Amen. But we look forward to you being in our lives every day. We could not do or we could not function without you. We could not function without you. So we ask that you continue to watch over us and keep us healthy, our body healthy, our mind healthy, and whatever is in the atmosphere in Jesus' name. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. We have no fear. We have faith in you, Father, and we know that when we come to you, with our help and our finances and anything we do, we know that you will answer. You will answer. You will answer your children, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you will hear us and you will answer. And we thank you once again for all that you have done and for all that you will do in the future. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And we fill this prayer with, go ahead, Kendra, you can say it. Go ahead, you can say it online.
And we fill this prayer with the, well, I'm sorry, we fill this prayer with the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the blood of Yahshua. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to thank everyone for coming on the line, and may your day be blessed and filled with blessings. Prayers go up and blessings come down. Amen. So, Father, we ask that you provide for the whole week, and we ask that you watch over us. Amen. And keep us safe as we go about our daily deeds from day to day. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming online. And I look to see you guys on Friday and Wednesday with Pastor Paige and with Brother Prevost. Brother Prevost, he announces his sermons whenever. Brother Prevost, how does your schedule work? You have a certain day? Because I know sometimes you come on all different times. So do you have a certain day, Brother Prevost?
Right now I'm doing Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock my time, which will be 4 o'clock California time.
Okay, so you're doing Sunday evenings. Okay, Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Okay, so we don't want to forget about Brother Prevost. And we don't want to forget about Pastor Paige, amen, and his congregation, amen. So, Father, we ask that you continue to bless this circle of light and love. And as we go ahead and sign off, I want to thank everyone for coming. And we send peace and blessings. Go in blessings and go in peace and not in pieces. Okay, go in peace, P-E-A-C-E, and not in pieces. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you guys for coming on. It is now 12:30. I want you guys to have a good sleep. And Sister Paige, don't worry. God got you. You are covered.
Amen.
That pain will ease on the way as you sleep and slumber. Okay? You have
a
good rest.
Amen.
And you too, Brother Prevost, you have a good rest. And you stay blessed because God got a blessing for you. I already told you. So your finances will improve this year a whole lot. Amen. So, amen. So we're going to keep on praying and we're going to get that breakthrough for you because I know it's coming. It's coming.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So everyone will have some financial wealth in their home more than last year for 2020 because we go pray until the doors and the windows bust open till you guys are singing it on the line that you see it happening. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to thank everyone for coming. I want to thank everyone for coming today, this morning, and we enjoyed your presence. So we send you with love and blessings and the love of Christ and the hedge of protection until we meet next Friday, next Wednesday, next Sunday. Same prayer line, same prayer time. And now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the one only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, amen. Thank
amen.
You guys for coming on. And you know,
you're
at
welcome.
The heart of the earth, we love you and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Same here.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe. Put them together, come on.
is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. Joy in my soul.
you got, that's all you